Lesson 18.3, Avoid the Pitfalls of Getting Personal. When you go about getting to know your client as a person, watch out for these pitfalls. First pitfall, don't overdo it and make your client feel suffocated or uncomfortable. The quickest way to make someone back away from you is to come at them too hard. If you push your arm against someone, their first reaction is not to embrace it, but to either push back or step to the side. Second pitfall, don't overreach. A client of mine told me that in the early 1990s, he was a consultant to GE. He got the chance to meet with Jack Welch, who was GE's famous CEO at the time. After the presentation, he said to Welch, "You know, I'd like to take you out to dinner one night so we can get to know each other." It was a bridge too far to ask Welch out to dinner without knowing him better in the first place. But what happened next turned a mildly awkward situation into a very painful one. Apparently, according to my client, Welch replied, "No thanks, and frankly, I've got better ways to spend my evenings than going out to dinner with you." Ouch. Welch's blunt style no doubt helped him become one of the most successful CEOs in history, but I certainly would not want to be on the other side of that bluntness. But there's another lesson in this story. Social events nowadays are actually more likely to be embraced by a client you already know pretty well, as opposed to someone you are trying to build a relationship with. Think about it. Given very limited time, do you want to spend an evening with someone you hardly know, who is a supplier to you, and who is trying to get you to spend more money on them? Or would you prefer to save those rare evenings out for individuals you already know and like and trust? Also, anyone can offer a client dinner or playoff tickets. That's not a way of truly differentiating yourself. In the early stages of a relationship, you should lead with value. You should win the client over with the quality of your work, your high levels of client service, your ideas and suggestions for improving the client's business, and so on. Then, gradually, you can work on getting to know them as a person and incorporating potentially some social activities into the relationship. Third pitfall, losing your objectivity because you've gotten too close to the client. If this happens, you may no longer be capable of giving them sound advice or being an objective sounding board. The personal relationship may also disarm you, and you may drop the client development processes and protocols that have made you successful and that have worked well for you. For example, you might start a new project or conclude a new sale on a handshake with no contract, but then get into trouble a few weeks or months down the road when your client/friend leaves for a new job and their predecessor feels no obligation to honor your agreement. Far-fetched? Not at all. It happens. To summarize, you don't have to become good friends with your client, but it's important to get to know them as people. A personal relationship is one where you have a good understanding of each other's personality, style, values, and beliefs. Don't rush things with your client, but make this aspect of your relationship-building efforts a priority. Otherwise, honestly, you'll spend 99% of your client interactions on operational updates and deliverables, and you'll never cross that bridge from arm's-length vendor to client advisor. Getting to know your clients as people is a gradual process. Start by picking out two or three important relationships. Review the checklist for this session that I mentioned, which is in your workbook. How well do you really know your clients? This will help you think about some of the things you might want to know about each one of the clients on your shortlist. Then start with your very next meeting. Ask a few questions about topics you haven't broached before. Identify some ways you could connect with your client outside the confines of a formal office setting. Soon, you'll be on your way to deepening the personal side of your relationships. The next section of this program is Challenge 6. Multiply your relationships. The first session or topic in this challenge is institutionalizing your relationships. I'm going to cover a variety of strategies for moving from a purely individual relationship to a firm relationship that is broad-based and that can survive the departure of individuals on either side, client or provider. Even if you're an independent practitioner, there are a number of ideas in this session that I think will be valuable to you as you try and strengthen and expand your relationships.